Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Tuesday night. I got a few things I want to go over tonight, actually, with you guys. You know, as usual. One of the things I want to talk to you guys about tonight, first off, is what is supposed to be a constitutional right in this country. And what I'm speaking of, I'm actually going to speak about three main freedoms, okay, that we were brought up believing that we had, that we held dear to us, and that we basically, you know, for years and years and years, we would throw it in the face of other countries, that how we have this and you don't. And the first thing I want to talk about, guys, is the freedom of the press, okay? Now, as you guys know, when I talk about the Occupy movement, okay, I'm very skeptical about a lot of things having to do with it, including some of the people that are involved. We all know that a lot of it is controlled opposition mixed in with some, you know, really good people that are down there as well. Okay. They're not all, you know, they're not all shills down there, even though a lot of it is for show. You guys, if you listen to me a lot, you know, my stance on a lot of the police state action that's down there. You know, you can't really tell what's real and what's not and what's just being hyped up by even the alternative media. And we talked about how RT and other outlets, they just show the fear factor part of it. They just show the police state beating you down, hitting you with tear gas, hitting you with rubber bullets, macing you, okay? They don't show you the other side of the coin. Now, that being said, you have to take that into consideration before you analyze this next thing we're going to talk about. But either way, guys, whether it be real or whether it be fake, they've arrested 26 journalists supposedly now, you know, at these events. A lot of them have actually been hit with batons. You know, some of them have had their press credentials taken from them. Now, whether this happened or not is not the important point. Now, this is just like, it's just like so many other things. They still got the same agenda through, okay? Now, the agenda with this, guys, is once again, it's to condition you. What they're doing right now with these movements, they are conditioning you to accept the police state. They're conditioning you to accept censorship. They're conditioning you to accept reporters' press credentials being taken. Now, like I said, a lot of these things down here were set up, like that Brooklyn Bridge 700 arrested people thing. That was all for show, okay? Now, are these reporters being arrested for show? Well, I would tend to lean towards yes, but even if I am dead wrong, okay, even if they have all been legit arrested, the same message still gets put out. It's to scare you. It's, you know, let's say you're a young lad, a college student, let's say, okay, and it's time for you to decide, you know, you're going to go into, you know, you really want to be a journalist. Well, things like this, where you see journalists getting arrested just for, you know, reporting on the Occupy event, you might change your mind. And that's what they want. They don't want you getting involved. They don't want people politically involved. They want you to just turn on the television and watch their damn shows, all the fluff they put on there. They do not want you to know what is going on. You understand? Now, that's why they would have, it would be advantageous of them to stage arresting 26 journalists. You understand? They don't even have to arrest 26 of them. They don't even really have to do much to stage it. All they really got to do is put out a couple news reports, right? I mean, you don't even really have to wheel anybody away in cuffs. You just make up a couple of police reports saying that, you know, all these persons got arrested here, this person, that person, this person. And, you know, add a little sugarcoating to the stories. Oh, this one got hit with baton. This one caught a little bit of the mace on the crossfire. You know, the whole deal, right? And what does that do? It has a chilling effect all the way down, guys. It has a chilling effect all the way down, you know, all the way down even to the people that aren't journalists yet, to the people that want to become journalists. Now, this whole thing, okay, not just the press, guys. It's you know, like I said, there's three things we're going to focus on here. And freedom of assembly is the other one. you know, ever since you're a little kid, even like 4 or 5 years old, you start learning about this country and some of the freedoms that we have. And one of the biggest ones is the freedom of assembly. You're allowed to assemble in public places. You're allowed to protest. You understand? And I feel, and you know, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I feel that when this is all said and done, when all these Occupy events are over, right? I feel that, A, before it's over, something very bad is going to happen. Maybe a police officer being killed. And I hope that does not happen. And we do not want violence. Anybody listening out now, we do not want violence. We do not need violence. They are the violent ones, okay? We fight back by not fighting physically, okay? We just can't. We can't. And what they're going to do, guys, is they're trying to provoke us. And even if they don't provoke us, you know there's going to be saboteurs. They might even fake the shooting death of a police officer. And the reason they're going to do that, guys, like we always say, they want to clamp down on our freedoms. Well, they'll use this as an example. And what they'll do is they'll change some sort of laws where we don't have the right to protest, or we can't protest at certain times or certain places. There's going to be something. And for those of you that think that's outrageous and that wouldn't happen in America, well, let me tell you this. Have you guys ever heard of free speech zones? Probably not, right? Well, do you know that when there are big globalist meetings, like, say, a G20 meeting in Pittsburgh or Toronto, okay, or in the UK, they actually set up, and here's another oxymoronic terms, just like the 9/11 truth movement, the Patriot Act, okay, they call it a free speech zone. And what they do is, let's say you're going to meet at, you know, Building A for their big meeting, for the G20 meeting. Well, you know, for a whole square mile around Building A, you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to assemble. And they call that a free speech zone. How is that a free speech zone, guys? That is the absolute opposite of a free speech zone. And that's where things are heading now, okay? Now, as much as, you know, I'm not going to jump on board any, you know, Occupy bandwagon, I do want to say this, guys. If the message is, you know, us being allowed to express our freedoms, our freedom of speech, being able to say what we want, where we want, as long as we're not threatening anybody, okay? You can't just turn you can't just turn a blind eye to it and act like nothing's going on, like, you know, these people aren't being wronged. Because when it comes down to it, guys, okay, as many groups as they try to put you in, whether they want to call you a Democrat, a Republican, a conspiracy theorist, whatever group they want to throw you in, guys, right? It doesn't matter, because we're all Americans. We are all Americans, and we all need to stick up for each other. And we can't let them single us out, but we can't let them divide us into little smaller groups. And then, you know, you don't jump on the bandwagon with them and single these groups out. It's like the medical marijuana thing we were talking about a few weeks ago, guys. We were talking about the medical marijuana thing because Obama just goes ahead and he passes a new law. And what it is if you have a medical marijuana license in this country, you cannot have a firearm anymore. Think about that. All right? Now, I don't have a firearm, so it doesn't affect me on that level. But I still stick up for those people because you know what's next? It's me next, or it's you, or it's your supposed group, or his supposed group. And they take them down one group at a time. And then you know what happens at the end when they come for you and they want to drag you off? Huh? There's nobody left to help you because you didn't help anybody. We're all in this together, guys, okay? If you love freedom, okay, and I know you do, and I know I do, I love freedom and liberty, then we're all on the same team here, okay? There is no more of these groups. The only group that we're in, guys, is we are American, okay? We are Americans, and we don't want anything crazy. We're not asking for free money, for free this, for free that. We just want to keep our damn rights like the way they were meant to be. We're sick of, you know, this whole system is rigged for the bankers. You know, and I probably can't stress that enough, that They want to wipe out the middle class. They don't want a middle class anymore, okay? They don't want anybody that's, you know, partly educated and, you know, being aware of what's going on. And they don't want any wealth in the middle class. They want to rob you guys, all of you, okay? This whole system has been set up for that. The banks basically regulate themselves in this country, okay? There's, you know, insider trading is just something that goes on all day, every day. I mean, that's what the whole system is. The whole system's insider trading, up and down, left and right, all day long. Do you guys understand that? And, you know, what these people do is, you know, it's just, I don't know if it ever was, but at some point, this, it's not we the people anymore. I'll tell you that. It's we the corporations, okay? This country is for the large corporations, big business. It's not for the little guy. Why do you think when the economy went south, you didn't get bailed out? Why didn't they relieve you of any debt? How about wiping out our credit card debts? How about wiping out our student loans? Huh? How about things like that? No, you go ahead and you actually reward the corrupt banks that caused the problem in the first place so they can make a bunch of money artificially up front, and then you reward them with more money. It's absolutely absurd. But guys, so like I was saying, you know, we can't lose our freedom of speech. And it's under attack every day. The internet has become so big. And obviously the internet was not around when the Constitution was written. But, you know, you can really apply a lot of things still. And they have no right to be trying to do what they're trying to do as far as restricting the free flow of information on the internet. They don't have the right to do that. They don't have the right to shut it down on us. They don't have the right to track us all, okay? They don't. And I don't want to be tracked. Now, there's some people out there where you'll say, oh, what's the big deal? If you're not doing nothing wrong, who cares? I care, all right? It doesn't matter if you're doing nothing wrong or not, if you're doing something wrong or not. It's not legal, all right? Now, since 9/11, they've gotten away with wiretapping people. The FBI can come in your house without a warrant now. You can be thrown in a secret prison. They've actually made it so you can abandon the legal system altogether and give you a military tribunal with no judge, no lawyer, no trial, no phone call, no family. I mean, come on, guys. And this is all over staged events. That's why I'm here, guys. You know, I can't just sit back and know some of the things I know and not tell everybody how ridiculous it is. We're literally losing our freedoms, and not because of an enemy attacked us, because we're being attacked from within. America is being destroyed from within by design. It is. It is being destroyed from within. And if there is nothing, if there's anything more anti-patriotic than destroying your own country, please let me know. Because what we're trying to do is we're the patriots, okay? Everybody here, all of you guys that pass information on all the time to people, you guys are the patriots, okay? Just know that. Keep passing on the information. Keep letting people know. Speaking on information, you know, I always like to talk about some health issues, and we got a really big one to talk about today. Now, many shows we've talked about McDonald's, okay? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out that McDonald's is basically the worst thing that you can eat, okay? Now I got a new little story to tell you guys about the Egg McMuffins and their eggs in general. No, I don't know if you guys have seen this. The story's just a couple days old now. But there's a company that, you know, what the hell's their name? I can't believe I misplaced it. It's Sparbo. The name of the company is Sparbo, okay? And what they are is they're the fifth biggest egg distributor in the country. They give eggs to McDonald's, to Target, and to other companies. Now, a few people that were undercover agents for like some animal rights groups, they went undercover and they infiltrated this plant and they basically released a secret video. And on this video, you know, you see some really, really, really disturbing things. Some really disturbing things of animal abuse. These chickens, they're being choked, they're being slammed around. Some of them, and this is really sad, and I hate even having to say this, but, you know, they were left for dead in a plastic bag, and they would just keep piling little chicks in there, little chicks, and just leave them in there until they would die. And, you know, when I buy chicken, I try and buy free-range chicken, you know, or eggs, you know, from the free-range chickens,
And what they do, guys, is they pack these freaking things in these places, like for McDonald's. And when you'll see the video, okay, so I'm going to tell you where to get the video. And you're going to see these chicks just packed and packed, dozens and dozens of them in little cages, all packed in together. Picture, like, you know the little cages that you have for your dog or your cat, a little crate? You can carry it. You can put it on the car seat. If you have a small enough dog, obviously, you know, a big dog like mine doesn't fit, but a small dog. Okay, picture those, but picture one of those smaller ones filled with like 20 different chicks, all stuffed in there. And then they have a whole room just packed of those things from wall to wall. They're all just stuck in there, and they inject them with all sorts of growth hormones, and they make their breasts get big, and they can't move anywhere. And, you know, these bad, bad living conditions, it causes salmonella, okay? Sorry about the little unexpected break we had to take a little bit. Sorry about that, guys. We're back now. And, you know, when I left off, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about the McDonald's. I was talking about the chickens. And I was talking about how, you know, the bad living conditions, you know, they don't even have room to basically move around and go to the bathroom. So their food is getting mixed in with their poop, and they're eating it. And, you know, that right there is one of the unhealthiest things that basically any animal could ever do. And what it's doing is it's causing salmonella. A lot of people in the country have caught it. And, you know, if you haven't already done so, if you buy eggs from Target, now Target is aware of this, but this is just recently they've become aware of this. So if you've bought eggs from a Target store within the last few weeks or whatever, or anytime, you know, besides maybe today when they restock the shelves, get rid of them. Seriously. They came from chickens that are in awful living conditions. Now, when I say awful, you know, I'm not like, you know, somebody that's... I'm not going to exaggerate if it's just a little bit of animal abuse. I mean, this is awful. Awful living conditions, and you do not want to eat this food. And there's already been issues in Iowa. This plant, Sparbo, is in Iowa, okay? And this isn't the first time. Now, this has happened already at another plant in Iowa with serious, you know, health violations with the chickens. And these things are just packed in there, guys. Wait till you see the video. They are just packed in there. Packed, 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 packed. And besides salmonella, this causes a lot of other issues, too. Hundreds of people have gotten sick from this. You know, not this company specifically, but from, you know, the eggs being, you know, coming from chickens that are living in this type of condition. Now, you know, this place is a big company. I mean, think about it. They have a contract with McDonald's and Target. I mean, they're pumping out a lot of eggs. And, you know, some of these people that abuse animals, guys, they're real pieces of shit. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to say it. You know, I'd like to get some other opinion. Truthful, what do you think about these assholes that, you know, abuse animals and get a kick out of it and think they're tough?
Yeah, I was what you were describing there earlier sounds a lot like that video Earthlings. I don't know if you've seen that.
What's that one?
Oh, I don't recommend it because I'll be disturbed forever. But you know, I can't really go into details. I usually get choked up. But be ready. Be ready. I mean, I think you might need to see it yourself, and I'm sorry to tell you that because you're probably going to be scarred as well.
All right, I'll have to check it out. But yeah, guys. So like we were saying, all right, the eggs come from these chickens, awful living conditions. Now I want you to remember that this is McDonald's. This is the same company that puts silicone in the chicken McNuggets. Yes, I said that, and that is true. I do not make anything up. Anytime I say something that I know I cannot prove as a fact, I tell you that it is a theory of mine. Or unless we're obviously talking about straight opinion, no doubt about it, and we're just shooting it back and forth, okay? I don't make anything up, guys. McDonald's puts silicone in their chicken nuggets. McDonald's also has buns that won't mold and meat that won't decompose. After years and years, you could have their meat sitting there for 20 years and that sucker won't decompose. Now, is that something you want to put in your body? Think about it. Now, McDonald's made the right move by dumping this company, but let's be honest.
Do you think McDonald's didn't know about this? Do you think they never sent any supervisors over to the egg farm? This isn't something they can hide, guys. Like, it's not like, oh, we're getting an inspection tomorrow. Let's clean up the joint. No, the whole place is set up totally against code, totally against how it's supposed to be. You know, all the cages are built into the wall, all packed on top of each other. Like, this is how it's going to be all the time. Whenever McDonald's inspected it or sent somebody out there, they knew what it was like. So the only reason they're doing this now is because the story broke, okay? Let's not, you know, pat them on the back. The only reason they're doing this now is because ABC broke the story. The story is already out, so they had to do something. They had to make a move. And now that Target found out, well, Target has done the same thing. So, good for Target. Truth War, I have a clip queued up. I'm going to play a little clip for everybody, and the audio should go through the stream. If it's not going through, if you could, just send me a little chat thing and let me know. Guys, I'm going to play this little CBS News piece for you. I mean, ABC. They actually did a good piece. I'm definitely, absolutely not a fan of ABC News. I think you guys know that. You know, but we're going to play this little clip for you because, you know, I want you to hear about this, you know, this little chicken farm incident, because I think that this is a really important story, because I know a lot of you guys still give this stuff to your kids. So, without any further ado, guys, here's the clip coming up in about 10 seconds.
Now, an investigation into one of the largest suppliers of the eggs you eat, from supermarkets to McDonald's. Now, an investigation into one of the largest suppliers of the eggs you eat, from supermarkets to McDonald's.
Due to the Brian Rose,
now an investigation into one of the largest suppliers of the eggs you eat, from supermarkets to McDonald's.
Due to the Brian Rose,
now an investigation
into one of the largest suppliers of the
eggs you eat, from supermarkets to McDonald's.
Now an investigation
into one of the largest suppliers of the eggs you eat, from supermarkets to McDonald's.
Now an investigation
into one of the now an American
guys, I'm sorry about that. I guess it didn't work out too well.
You can just put the link up and we can play it on right on the station.
All right, but it has a 30-second ad. Can you play the ad, mute it, and then unmute it?
Yeah, go ahead and throw it up and talk for about 30 seconds, and I'll cue it up.
All right, cool. I don't know why it didn't work right there. That's a little odd. All right, give me 1 second. Guys, I'm sorry about that. What I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to play... What we're going to do, guys, I'm going to play the ABC news piece. It was an ABC 2020 piece on the egg farm for McDonald's. And, you know, just give us a minute and bear with us. I'm going to give it to Truth War because he's producing the show. And he's going to throw it up in the throw it up on the stream for us. It's right here, Truth War. Just keep it muted for about 30 seconds. You'll see the ad, and then it'll come right on. Thank you. Yeah, so ABC did a good news story on this. It's going to show some of the... you know, it shows some of the inside of the plant. And there's another video out there, the actual secret video. I'll put up later for you guys to see. I'll post it onto, you know, onto Facebook or onto our Inform page or whatever. There's like a, it's a short video. It's nothing long that you have to look at. It's about 3-4 minutes. And, I mean, you can clearly see the abuse going on. And, you know, it's pretty disturbing. It's a real disturbing thing, and unfortunately, you know, that's a common thing in this country now. So, guys, you know, one thing you really got to do, guys, is, you know, no fast food, please, no fast food for the kids. I understand it's easy. I understand it's cheap. Okay, but, you know, You guys don't realize what's in this stuff. I mean, I don't even know what's in the stuff. Look at the ingredients just of their bread, for example. Look at the ingredients of their bread and what's in it. I mean, there's just chemicals after chemicals in everything McDonald's. How are we doing, Truth? Is it almost there?
I just got the page. I clicked it back when, but the page took forever. And okay. I'm looking for the – is the video down a bit? Or
no, it wants let it sit for a second and the video will open. It's in that first picture. That picture turns into a video, that big picture right there.
Okay.
It'll stop playing by itself, but then it'll be an advertisement for 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll try to mute it.
Yeah, it should let you. I did it earlier on another show. I muted it, and then it worked. Yeah, guys, so in just a couple seconds, you'll hear that video. It's a good little piece. It's going to be like a 6 or 7 minute piece, guys. We're going to let the whole thing play. You know, they make some great points, and they really get you they really get you thinking about, you know, ever going through that McDonald's drive-thru again. I can tell you that much, guys, because I will never eat that crap again, all right, ever. Their food does not decompose, okay? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you know what? I've stayed away from all of those now. I haven't had McDonald's or anything. I had a chance to have pizza the other day. I passed it up. None of that. I'm boycotting restaurants, actually.
Yeah, well, that's hard. But
good you know what? Restaurants aren't nearly as hard as grocery stores. That's the next one I want to boycott.
Yeah. Is it working or no? No luck?
You know what? It's not. There's a little thing here that says auto start.
What happened when I played it?
It played fine for about 10 seconds, and then it started over again. Like, it continued the original, but then started again, and then you had both playing after 10 seconds. Then another one started, then another one.
All right, I will just skip it, because this is getting just let everybody listen. You know, what else did I want to say? All right, guys. I like to talk a little bit about, you know, technology sometimes on the show. Just like I told you, I like to talk about health. Obviously, we talk about politics. And, you know, another thing we're going to talk about is technology. And, you know, a lot of the technology has to do with the police state a lot of times. A lot of it will have to do with maybe the elite because of, you know, life extension type technologies, right? Well, here's a new one. And this one right here, guys, it's going to kind of – it reminds me of Terminator, that's for sure. There's a guy, a professor named Babak Parviz, okay, and he has invented – ready for this, guys? Contact lenses that actually put all different images right on the lens so you can see them right on your eye. Things like distance, things like get this, social networking updates, text messages, directions. You could put like arrows and circles and point your way, like navigation, like on your eye. Like if you're the Terminator and he looks at you and he has all the little red digits and meters and stuff on his bionic eye, that's what we're talking about here. And, this is very real. The way this guy, they've made it is this guy has 1,500 sensors on a chip, okay, on this tiny little circuit, okay. It has an antenna. It has an LED light. And what it does is these little sensors that are on the chip stimulate the retina, which passes an electrical signal, okay? It takes light, and it turns the light into an electrical signal, and then it passes it down to the optic nerve, and it actually creates an image now from that electrical signal that got passed down. And this isn't, you know, sci-fi mumbo jumbo. I mean, this is real. This is done. This guy's already invented these. It hasn't gotten quite to the steps that we're talking about, maybe as far as some of the programs, but as of right now, it does work. He's able to put small shapes, arrows, I think a limited amount of text, and, you know, they say that in the future, and I know this is probably one of their main reasons for doing it, because they want to spy on you in every way possible. What they're going to be able to do is it's going to be able to pick up different things like your blood sugar level, your heart rate. You know, there's a lot of bad that could come from this, obviously, as far as, you know, there always is with these technologies, because it always involves tracking you somehow, doesn't it? I mean, it's either tracking where you're going, tracking what you're doing, tracking your body. But, you know, let's think about some of the good things. Maybe there could be some positive things. And one of the obvious answers to this, guys, is, well, you could restore vision to blind people. I mean, isn't that great? I mean, isn't that a great achievement? I would think so. Now, knowing how the world is, knowing about the agendas to keep us sick, knowing about how, you know, nobody really, you know, wants to help you at all, pretty much, they probably won't use this technology to cure the blind, I'm willing to say. I do expect it to be, you know, another one of these little toys that the elite maybe keep for themselves for a little bit, except for the people that they can charge an arm and a leg to get it. Imagine athletes with this. We could be talking about a whole new, you know, a whole new issue here. Like, not that sports even matter anymore. I mean, I was a huge sports nut guy. You guys know, I mean, I was a huge sports guy. I wanted to do sports radio. It was my original thing. But since waking up to all the truth and all this information, I mean, that's really on the back burner for me now. But just think about, you know, all the scandals and everything with the steroids and all the conversation that has come out of it and all, you know, you know, steroid this, steroid that. Well, what if people started getting bionic eyes? Now, where do they draw the line? Is that legal? Is it illegal? Well, what if my eyesight's bad? I can't take the next level. I have to get regular contacts. I can't kick in an extra $100,000 and get like a super bionic eye, or I can read the friggin' writing on the baseball when it's spinning. You know what I mean? You could see something like this happening. There was an actual case like this. This kind of reminds me of that, where they had a runner, like a marathon runner, that had two fake legs because they lost their legs somehow, and they had these two metal legs, and they were like a robot, but they could run real fast. And, you know, the people that were in the race were kind of thought they went a little too far trying not to discriminate against this person, and this person shouldn't be allowed to race because they have these mechanical legs that perform better than the human legs, and they kind of have a point. I mean, they do. But that's sensitive issue. Wow. I mean, we talk about sensitive things like, you know, obviously like 9/11 and stuff like that. What a sensitive issue that is, huh? Telling the crippled person that, no, you're too qualified now because your artificial legs make you too fast. Who wants to be the one to tell them that? And this was a real sticking point. This was within the last year because, I just started doing research a year ago. And, you know, I dug this up when I was looking at something else. It was probably closer to a whole year ago, but it wasn't that long ago. People really feel like they were, they were in an unfair competition because the paraplegic with the two artificial legs or whatever. Now, when somebody's paralyzed and they can't walk, and from the, you know, the waist down, I know they're paraplegic. Now, when they get that fixed and they have artificial legs, are they still called paraplegic, Truth, or are they called something else? Am I not using the right terminology here? Well, I don't know if he's here with me, guys. He must have taken a quick break. But, yeah, guys, you can see the issues arising already out of this. A baseball player goes and gets a bionic eye, and then he comes out and hits friggin' 440 next year. And he's making all this extra money, and he's the best, and his team wins, and, you know, everybody's all pissed off about it. And, you know, I could see that happening. Hopefully, guys, you know, they don't use it to track people, and they don't use it for baseball. Hopefully, they use it to give people eyesight that need it. Okay? It's pretty creepy. I mean, could you imagine having this stuff, like, written on your eye? Imagine having, like, the navigation, guys. You have navigation, and you're going to go somewhere, and you see the arrows and the images popping up, like, right on your eyeball. That's freaky stuff, man. And it's just like it sounds. Just like the Terminator eye. It's just like that. It's like a cyborg eye. Have you ever seen any movie where there's a cyborg and they look out their eye? That's the view that you're going to get. Like, that's what we're talking about here. There's a doctor that's developing it. Guess where he's testing it? Our sister nanny state, Great Britain. Residents in the UK are going to be the first to test this. I'm pretty sure it's going to be willingly, maybe unwillingly, like all those chemical sprays that they've done on them, all the biological warfare that they've done on their citizens over there. And if you don't know, you better go look it up because it's true. the UK as well as the US have done biological warfare on their own people. Yes, the US has done that, and it's actually legal. Okay, I've seen laws. There's actually a law where it's legal for them to spray us with all types of crap. As crazy as that sounds. You know, another story that I want to touch on tonight, guys, is the European Union has actually gone and banned the body scanners that we use in our airports. Okay? So the people in Europe, or the whole European Union, they know the deal. Now, they're allowed to use different scanners now that use a technology called millimeter wave technology. It's low energy radio wave, but it doesn't cause radioactive damage like our backscatter machines do. So the US style backscatter type machines are banned over there. They've admitted that ours aren't safe, okay? Now why isn't the TSA stepping up to the plate and removing these things? Or whoever is in charge to remove these things? Because they don't care. They'll just deny it. American people are so gullible, so stupid. We don't care if we're getting cancer. Nobody tells us. We're not going to look for it, really. You know, for people that say, you know, we live in a free country. All right, I just want to go down. I want to go down a little short list here real quick of some things that are going on, or have been going on recently, that prove that we are not a free country. Hey, Truth, were you here? No. Maybe he is. I can't hear anything on my headset right now. I got to get a new headset, guys, and I apologize.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. You know, if anytime you want to chime in on this, because I'm going to give people some examples of some reasons that, you know, just prove that we are not a free country. One of them, guys, is you do not get to choose what goes in your body. You don't get to choose what type of light bulb to put in your house. They don't want you to be able to choose how you heat your house. Okay, they're coming down on people with wood stoves. You're not allowed to sell raw milk to your neighbors. They have free speech zones now where, you know, around certain globalist type meetings or whatever, they'll set up radiuses where you're not allowed to protest. What else, Truth? What else, you know, just goes to show you that we're not a free country? We don't control our own currency. I mean, that's a big one.
Yeah, that's the thing. One thing I noticed a long time, like when I first entered the workforce, really, and I didn't figure it out before then, was that if you work at one job, you know, it's kind of the same situation, the same protocols. You know, you always have one boss who's just a jerk, and, you know, there's occasionally politics. You go to another job, exactly the same thing, exactly the same. This is a cookie cutter society. There's nothing free about that. It never, you know, there never was any true freedom. And so, you know.
It's like we're in shackles, but you just can't see them. And that's how it's always been.
Yeah. And after a while, some of us do see them, you know. And every time we talk about them, we just get told to shut up, you know, and just be happy. I don't know. For like, people are just so pleasure driven, and that's all that matters to them. As long as they're pleasured,
yeah,
you can convince them to do anything.
Yep, they're really shallow like that, and you know, people aren't going to realize what freedom was until it's totally gone and it's not there anymore. And like I was saying earlier, you people that, you know, watch everybody else get singled out and don't speak up for it and don't stick up for other people's rights. Well, when it comes down to it in the end and they're dragging you away and you're screaming for help, there isn't going to be anybody left to help you. And that's how it is. And everybody needs to do their part and, you know, awaken everybody to what the hell is going on out there. You know, I grew up thinking we were a free country. I mean, I really did. But guys, I mean, just think, since the last 10 years, I mean, they can actually abandon the legal system if they want and call you a terrorist and you get no judge, no trial, no jury, no lawyer, no phone call. Just think about that. I know we've mentioned this a bunch of times, but think about that. That is just totally abandoning our legal system. That's how bad it's gotten. That's how much control these Nazi-type people have. I'm not saying they're Nazis, but it's like that mentality. It's almost like Nazi Germany. Look at how we act.
I am saying they're Nazis.
Yeah, look how we act on a foreign policy. I mean, we're just invading all these countries unjustly. We control information like the Nazis did. There's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of similarities, like how the whole thing got kicked off with a false flag and there's just a lot of similarities to what the Nazis did. And they, you know what they used to do also, guys, is the people that like us that spoke out, we were called terrorists back then, or domestic extremists, or whatever they wanted to call you. I mean, it's the same thing. Everything repeats. Everything goes in circles. It's like a big cycle. They use the same tricks over and over and over again, guys. And, you know, even with the concentration camps, we got the FEMA camps. Just think about it, guys. You know, back then, if you put something, you know, unfavorable about the regime or the Third Reich or whatever you want to call the Nazis in the newspaper, well, you could be, you know, convicted of a crime for it or taken away or maybe even killed, you know, whatever. And, you know, that's the type of precedent they're starting to set here. Like I was saying earlier, and I don't know if you heard earlier, Truth, I was talking about at the Occupy events about how they've been arresting all these journalists, and whether it's real or fake, it doesn't matter. It's the same message that they're trying to send a chilling effect down. They want you to be conditioned to accept that, you know, we don't have freedom of press. We don't have freedom of speech. We don't have freedom of assembly. And if you're a young, honest person that, you know, is really driven and really motivated, and you want to be a journalist in this country, and you want to, you know, do your journalistic responsibility and really report on blah, 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 blah. Well, you're going to be discouraged. They're going to scare you away from doing it because they're going to show you how they beat up some reporters, or they faked how they beat them up, or how they hit them with batons, or how they arrested them, or how they took their press credentials. And they just want you to realize that this is not the free country that you thought it was. And they're really clever because they realize the way everything is, guys, everything's set up in like a divide. So what they can do is they can show you information. It means one thing to you, and it has a totally different meaning to everybody that still has their head buried in the sand. And it's really clever the way they do things. When they plan things, it's almost like it has two meanings to it every time. One meaning for this group of people, and one meaning for that group of people, because they know they're both going to react differently to it. So they plan for both. It's pretty brilliant, actually. What do you think? You got any thoughts on that, Truth? You still here?
Yeah, the whole education system is set up that way. And that was my first clue. Like I say, I never made the connection until I entered the workforce and saw the parallels between work and school. The conditions that were being standardized in both areas were some of the worst conditions, and anything good was slowly leached out of the system.
Yeah, it's like across the board dumbing down. That's what it is. It's a dumbing down right across the board for everybody. And I mean, that's really, it's insane, Truth. I mean, we talk about it all the time. We talk about, you know, how these alphabet agencies are all so oxymoronic and what they really stand for and what they say they stand for. And if there isn't anything more oxymoronic than the education system, I mean, that's right up at the top of the list. It should be more like the miseducation system, right, Truth?
Yeah, or I like de-education.
Yeah, pretty or much.
It's really a despiritualization because, you know, you're born whole. You're born with all of your potential. Yep. And then immediately they stick you up with a bunch of chemicals to make sure and take away some of that potential. And that's, as far as I know, every baby born in the Western Hemisphere, maybe save 0.1%. has gotten all of those chemicals shot into them when they're born. This is a total Holocaust. I mean, people who deny the Holocaust, okay, they deny it for this reason, but I say there's no point in denying that because the Holocaust is ongoing. Thing is, yes. It's nothing to do with Jews or hemophiliacs or all the people the Nazis, the Hitler Nazis targeted. But you mentioned there's parallels between Nazi and what we have today. Well, to me, it's Nazi carried over and then further developed to what it is today. So it's Nazi plus what we have today.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, like we said, you know, history repeats itself. You know, they're doing a lot of the same tactics that the Nazis did. And besides just that, okay, they have another weapon on their side. And what that weapon is technology. And what technology has done, guys, you know, in some cases it absolutely can work against them. But in most cases, guys, it's just made everything easier for them. It's made it easier to track people. It's made it easier to find out who's saying what, who's doing what. It's easier for them to start and disrupt movements. There's just a lot of things that technology brings, especially the internet, that wasn't around for the Nazis. But they still did, you know, very similar things, you know? Very, very, very similar things. And I don't want to see our country going down that road, okay? I thought we were better than... Never mind, better than that. I mean, I thought the Nazis were so... How could we even be in the same ballpark as those guys? And we are! That's what people think of us, guys. You know, the other night, I spent all night going on Pakistani, Russian, and Syrian newspapers, okay? And just reading, and reading people's comments under stories, and just seeing what people think of us. They don't want our help in Syria. Are you kidding me? They all know that we're eventually going to come over there, and their country is going to be one of the next two, and they don't want our help. There's no, you know, when I read all these people's comments, okay, nobody's talking about police coming around and just killing innocent civilians all the time and this and that. These people are just living their life over there. They have something we want. You know, I don't know if it, you know, if it's gold again, if it's oil, if it's, we just want to get this guy out of there. It's probably all the above and, you know, everything else. It's all bogus, guys. You know, and I spent a few nights talking to some people over there, and, you know, they're just like us. They either don't know, but the ones that do know, they don't go along with it. And everybody knows in all these countries that the U.S. is evil. That's my point. They call us Nazis. They say, you know, it's crazy how NATO just invades all these sovereign countries and innocent countries that didn't do anything. And we'll probably come into Syria and disguise it as a humanitarian effort. This is what Syrian people are saying. The U.S. with NATO will come into Syria, disguise as a humanitarian effort, just like Libya. And we don't even need their help. We don't have what's going on. There's not police out there killing all these innocent people and all this. It's just all bogus, guys. It's all bogus, and we're really attacking everybody. I mean, when's it going to stop? It's going so fast that it's almost conditioned me. I mean, I would never accept it, but I'm just saying I'm almost conditioned to just, like, you know, it's not a surprise anymore. It's like, who we invading next? Well, I'll tell you, Syria and Iran. Take your pick. Those are the next two countries, whether it's A and B or B and A. I mean, that's where we're going, guys. Sorry. That's just how it is. You know, guys, we got 5 minutes left. And, you know, how about you, Truth? You got anything you want to say before we roll out of here tonight? Let's wrap it up with a final word and get out of here.
Well, one thing that kind of broadens the picture for me a little bit is to realize that, you know, all of this started in this part of the world after World War II. So that's, you know, before my mom was born. And so it was already being established, you know, while she grew up. And yep. So there was no way for her to understand what was really happening. Her father was a gunner in the, I think it was 121st Armored. So he was a tank gunner. And I remember he told me a story one time. There were these new speedy tanks that his group was warned about, and that he was going to be probably facing them, and he's going to have to shoot at them. And so there they were. Eh? They were all in position, and here was this, wow, he couldn't believe this tank just going zipping by, and he shot, and he missed. And another one went by, he shot, and he missed. I think he got the third one. And it was, I don't know if it was later that day or whatever, they found out that, no, that was their tanks. That was their own new tanks that they were testing. And, of course, it was all believed to be an accident. And, no, now I realize it obviously wasn't an accident. They were using our troops, our own troops, as target during World War II. I believe that with all my heart. And wow. That tells you how twisted it's been since long before we were ever thought of.
Wow, man, that's just, you know... Now, you want to talk about treason, all right? How's that for treason, guys? Using our own troops as targets. And, you know, I don't doubt it because, like we said a million times, guys, I support the troops fully. And I know Truth War does. And I knew that, you know, I know that, you know, pretty much everybody here does. We all support the troops. That's why we want them home. That's why we want to end all this stuff. Guys, the stuff the troops go through, never mind just this incident he's talking about. It's nonstop. They'll put them in the line of fire. They'll test radiation on them. They'll test vaccines on them. They'll test things that they know are supposed to kill you. Like if there's like a pill that'll kill you or something, they'll test it on the soldiers first. That's what they do. That's what you get for signing up to try and help and defend your country, for being the good person that you were and going down there and signing up for 4 years of your life or maybe longer. That's the thanks you get, guys. You know, that's one of the reasons we got to make everybody so aware of all the chicanery that goes wrong, that goes along. Guys, we got to get out of these wars, okay? I mean, that's one of the biggest things. I mean, we've got to end these wars. We've got to stop attacking people. This world doesn't need to be as crazy of a place as it is. This world really does have a chance at world peace if we just gave it a chance. The United States of America is one of the things standing in the way of world peace, okay? We need to give peace a chance. Peace can thrive in this world. Guys, you know, it's been a great show. I want to thank Truth War again. Great producer. He's always here running the show. I want to thank all you guys for listening. Please come back tomorrow night, same time, 10 p.m. Eastern time with the wake-up call. For Truth War, I'm Brian Stavely. You've been listening to the wake-up call. Good night, everybody.